Genesis chapter 23. Now Sarah's life was for 127 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. And Sarah died in Kiriath Arba, which is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And Abraham came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her. Then Abraham arose from looking at the sight of his deceased, and he spoke to the sons of Heth and said, I am an outsider and a temporary resident with you. Give me a burial plot amid you, so that I may bury my dead out of my sight. At this the sons of Heth answered Abraham and said to him, Hear us, my lord, you are a mighty prince in our midst. Bury your dead in a choice burial place of ours. No one among us will withhold his burial place from you, stopping you from burying your dead. Then Abraham arose and bowed to the people of the land, to the sons of Heth. And he spoke to them and said, If you have the willingness to let me bury my dead out of my sight, hear me and make request on my behalf with Ephron the son of Zohar, for him to give me the cave of Machpelah which he has, which is at the end of his field, for him to give it to me against full payment, a burial place as a possession in your midst. Now Ephron was dwelling among the sons of Heth, and Ephron the Hittite answered Abraham in the audience of the sons of Heth, of all those who had come to the gate of his city. And he said, No, my lord, hear me, I will give you the field and the cave which is in it, I will give it to you. In the sight of the sons of my people, I hereby give it to you to bury your dead. And Abraham bowed before the people of the land. Then he spoke to Ephron in the audience of the people of the land, and said, If only you would hear me, I will give money for the field. Take it from me, and let me bury my dead there. Whereupon Ephron answered Abraham, and said to him, My lord, hear me, the land is worth 400 shekels of silver. What is that between me and you? So bury your dead. Then Abraham complied with Ephron, and Abraham weighed out to Ephron the money which he had specified, in the audience of the sons of Heth, 400 shekels of silver, current to the merchant. So Ephron's field, which is at Machpelah, which is before Mamre, the field and the cave which was in it, and all the trees which were in the field, which were within all its boundary around it, was confirmed as Abraham's, as his purchase, in the eyes of the sons of Heth, with all those who had come to the gate of his city. And after that Abraham buried Sarah his wife in the cave of the field of Machpelah, before Mamre, which is Hebron, in the land of Canaan. And the field was confirmed, including the cave which is in it, as Abraham's, as a burial place, as an acquisition from the sons of Heth.